This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Not a day goes by, it seems, when not something spectacular is happening around the world. And today I'd like to focus on that coup, that failed coup in Turkey. I want to talk about part of the reasons as to why it happened and what we can expect after the coup failed, what we are already seeing happening in this country, and what does it all mean in the light of biblical prophecy? What is the future of Turkey? First, an overview. The Guardian wrote on July 16 that the failed uprising threw a spotlight on a deeply divided country embroiled in war at home and abroad. It should not have been surprising that a move to oust Erdogan has occurred. In recent years, Erdogan has alienated rivals and exacerbated Turkey's instability for his personal gain. He has exploited ethnic and sectarian tensions, restarted a domestic war with the Kurds, and sought to divide the population to garner greater constitutional powers. Erdogan's dangerous games have brought levels of violence and instability not seen in Turkey for decades. As with many coups around the world, the aftermath will be bloody and repressive. It will be a rule of the mob rather than a rule of law. Now, Deutsche Welle stated on July 17 that the attempted coup in Turkey will lead to a witch hunt. And as we will see, that is exactly what is happening under dictator Erdogan. The Telegraph wrote on July 16, Mr. Erdogan, if he was a maddening ally for Europe and America in the past, the leader who has just overcome a military coup will be capable of almost everything. Even before the coup, his minions had jailed scores of journalists and brought 1,800 criminal cases against people accused of insulting the president. Now that he has escaped a real putsch, Mr. Erdogan will redouble his efforts to silence every critic. As Turkey ponders the aftermath of its surreal 24 hours, there is one bitter truth. Hell has no fury, like an Erdogan who narrowly survives. The Huffington Post wrote on July 16, Turkish officials have placed blame for the coup on members of the Gulen movement, a religious and social group that the government has accused in the past of endeavoring to establish a parallel state inside of Turkey. This presents a potential rift between Ankara and Washington, as Gulen, a Sunni cleric who heads the group, has lived in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania since 1999. Of course, he strongly denied any role in the uprising against Erdogan's government. Now, America has already said that they are not just going to deport him and give him to Erdogan, but Erdogan is demanding the deportation. He wants to get his hands on him. It's going to be interesting to see what will happen. Speaking to reporters in Pennsylvania on Saturday, the article of the Huffington Post continues, Gulen suggested, and I'd like to add, the media in Britain, in Germany, and Syria, and in other places, equally have suggested that the coup may have been staged by Erdogan himself. Now, Deutsche Welle wrote on July 17 that the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry angrily denied rumors within Turkey that the U.S. had also played a part in the plot to overthrow the Turkish government. And they have been very quick, the American government has been very quick to give their support to Erdogan, a ruthless dictator. But of course, Turkey is part of NATO, and they are very afraid that if Turkey should step out of NATO and would stop to be an ally to NATO and the United States, what would happen? The Daily Mail wrote on July 18, EU Commissioner Johannes Hahn has cast doubt on the speed to coup arrests. The EU official suggests the government had a list of names prepared beforehand. Hahn explained, it looks at least as if something had been prepared. The lists are available, which indicates it was prepared and to be used at a certain stage. I am very concerned. It is exactly what we feared. The New York Times wrote on July 18, alongside the members of the military, the Turkish government also dismissed thousands of judges who seemingly played no role whatsoever in the military revolt. Obviously, a lot of people have been arrested and arrested very quickly, Mr. Kerry said, appearing to echo allegations by some Europeans that the Turkish authorities had prepared lists of people for reprisals even before the coup. In other words, they were ready to strike, whether the coup was prepared by them or not. Reuters reported on July 19 around 50,000 soldiers, police, judges, civil servants and teachers have been suspended or detained since the coup attempt. Now I will show you later a lot more by now. Deutsche Welle wrote on July 19, the Higher Education Board ordered all deans to resign as part of a crackdown following last weekend's failed coup. Staff from the Education Ministry and the Office of the Prime Minister were also told to leave. The order made to all 1,577 university deans at state and private institutions was reported by Turkey's state broadcaster TRT and followed the earlier sacking of 15,200 staff working for the National Education Ministry. The Telegraph wrote on July 19 that Erdogan's purge may give NATO no choice but to expel Turkey from the alliance. Now, when I read all of that, I was immediately reminded of what happened in Nazi Germany prior to World War II. And I was surprised, perhaps, to find an article which was published by commondreams.org making exactly that same parallel. They said on July 17, 2016, with a crackdown on media, academic freedoms, random arrests, and the increasing violence in the southeast provinces, citizens in Turkey have been facing major limitations on their basic freedoms for the past few years. The attempted coup d'etat of July 15 is like the last nail in the coffin. The damage that was inflicted on the parliament building in Ankara was huge. Many of its major halls and corridors are in ruins. The site was reminiscent of the Reichstag fire in Germany that took place on February 27, 1933, about a month after Adolf Hitler became the Chancellor. The similarities are not limited to the visible damage of both parliament buildings. The Reichstag fire was also a last nail in the coffin of the possibility of basic freedoms as well as critical thinking in Germany. On the evening of the Reichstag fire, Chancellor Hitler was relaxing at a dinner party in Joseph Goebbels' home. Interestingly, when the coup started, Mr. Erdogan was on vacation. It goes on to say the fire was soon blamed on a demented Dutch communist named Marinus van der Lubbe, who had a record of crimes of arson. The reality behind the Reichstag fire was not even clarified during the Nuremberg trials. Still, there was a lot of evidence that pointed to the responsibility of the Nazis behind it. But what was important was not so much who set fire to Reichstag, but rather what came out of it. On the day following the Reichstag fire, judicial order was suspended. By the decree of the Reich President for the Protection of People and State in German, Verordnung des Reichspräsidenten zum Schutz von Volk und Staat. The decree involved the suspension of seven sections of the Constitution, which guaranteed individual and civil liberties. The decree authorized the government to take complete control in the federal states and impose the death penalty for a number of crimes. By the way, there is talk in Turkey right now to reinstitute the death penalty, and Angela Merkel warned and said, no, if you do that, you could never become part of the EU. Well, Turkey is not going to become part of the EU anyhow. Goes on to say, in fact, Göring wanted to hang the arsonist on the spot right after his arrest. The decree following the Reichstag fire led to emergency measures that created a state of exception. It suspended the personal liberties listed in the Weimar Constitution, including the rights of personal freedom, freedom of opinion, freedom of the press, freedom of organization and assembly, and privacy of communication. The decree was followed by the Enabling Act, March 23, 1933, which enabled the cabinet to enact laws without the participation of the Reichstag. In sum, it led to the consolidation of the Nazi regime. Exactly what we are seeing in Turkey right now. Mr. Erdogan tries to become the absolute dictator with absolute powers. And he is on this trip to just eradicate everybody and anyone who is trying to say anything against what he is doing. Now, what is happening in Turkey right now, let me just add this, reminds us clearly also of another incident in Germany, the failed coup of German soldiers, generals, who tried to kill Hitler in 1944. Count von Stauffenberg and others have tried to do so unsuccessfully. It didn't work at the time, even though it should have, because Hitler's evil days weren't over yet. It was decreed that he should still act for another year or so before finally his death would come. It appears that the coup, if it wasn't staged by Mr. Erdogan himself, didn't succeed because Erdogan still has a role to play. And it's not a nice role, but it's a prophetic role he still has to play. His days aren't over yet. Turkey is going to develop in an absolute authoritarian Islamic country. And that is what we are seeing. Deutsche Welle wrote on July 20, Turkish academics overseas have been told to return home by Turkey's higher education board. It has also banned academics from leaving Turkey, say state media. Since Friday, some 29,000 government employees have been suspended, including more than 6,300 soldiers and 3,000 members of the judiciary. And here the other frightening thing. Now, of course, Angela Merkel is trying hard to have collaboration with Turkey because of the mess she has created pertaining to the migrant crisis. And now she needs some kind of support to put a lid on this, and she thinks that Turkey is the one which can help. Well, listen to this by Newsmax, dated July 19. In a sign of international concern, a German official said he feared fighting would break out within Germany's large Turkish community. A deep split is emerging in Turkish society, Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann told the Berliner Zeitung newspaper. The danger of an escalation in violence between Erdogan's supporters, and there are many, and opponents, has also risen in Germany. What do you think is going to happen if that occurs? What is Germany going to do? What do German authorities will have to do to bring calm and quiet to the Turkish community within Germany? These are many interesting questions, and I'm sure you would like to have answers to those questions. Well, we have prepared a free booklet, Middle Eastern and African Nations in Bible Prophecy. And this booklet includes a large section on Turkey, on the history of Turkey, and on the prophecies in the Bible regarding Turkey. Now, you need to know, of course, where Turkey is mentioned in Scripture. This booklet will explain it to you. And it will show you what the prophetic role of Turkey is going to be in these end times. And the picture, my friends, which emerges is not a pleasant one. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.